I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. International organizations say tens of thousands of women and children are involved in the sex trade in Cambodia and Thailand. Poverty drives an industry where a pedophile can buy a child for a bag of rice. One Hope's Rob Hoskins says they've launched an evangelistic prevention campaign in the Green Harvest areas.
Pimps from the cities, the mafia, the crime lords, go out into the rural areas and they recruit children and young people from farmers who are very ignorant and very poor. And they make them promises, and they sell their children so that they can get money. That's where the war is really being fought. That's the front line.
Next, in India, 20,000 Christians are still living in refugee camps a year after radical Hindu attacks in Orissa. Gospel for Asia reports that not only do they have no home to return to, but Hindus in their villages have warned they'll suffer the consequences if they don't reconvert. Despite the tensions, GFA has committed to rebuild 1,000 homes. And until people can return home, GFA missionaries are providing food and clothing, and they're praying with believers. Pray that believers would be bold in their faith. And UNICEF reports almost half of Guatemala's children are chronically malnourished. The rate is the sixth worst in the world. Guatemala's children are facing a hopeless future. But Kids Alive International's Corby Duke says they've established the Zapota Care Center to not only provide an education to 70 students, but two meals a day. However, the goal is making disciples.
When they leave that school, no matter what the economic condition is in their homes can be known as homes of peace instead of abuse. And they can be salt and light, and they can be encouraging one another, sharing burdens, and transforming their village.
Mission Network News is a news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.